either, she countered with a chuckle. We're making do.
Yeah, making do won't cut it, he noted. I am responsible for an awful lot of people now.
She traced his lips with her finger and whispered, It's not just your responsibility. You're not alone in this, she said. It's all of us together, and that makes a whole lot of difference.
He smiled, held her close, and whispered, It sure as shit has been a ride. We've expanded way more than I even thought we could.
And yet I don't think we're done, are we?
Oh, I don't know, he said with a heartfelt sigh. The world's such a mess. Sometimes it seems as if we might never be done.
We may not, she acknowledged. But you have created a special place, and, I hate to say, a rescue, but...
Oh yeah, rescue fits, Turk agreed. Jesus, we're creating a rescue for psychics.
Then he burst into laughter again.
Who knew?
Who knew what? She asked.
Who knew that so many psychics were in need? That so many psychics were out there? Who knew there were so many jobs out there that everybody desperately needed us psychics to do them?
She smiled at him and added, I think everybody but you. He rolled his eyes at that and she giggled. You're very special.
Right, he muttered. But it was hard to argue with her. If ever somebody could turn his ugly day into something beautiful, it was Celia.
I presume the babies are fed and asleep?
They are, she replied with a happy sigh. Something else I never expected to happen, and boom, there it is. Motherhood.
Right. None of us expected that.
And yet, she added, staring at him, I can't help but feel that we're blessed.
He held her close and nodded. Absolutely.
What are we doing about Riff? She asked.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're doing about Riff, he shared in a somber tone. We still haven't had any news, and yet I feel as if we've been blocked time and time again. Then there is Angela, who just keeps coming back.
Like a homing pigeon, Celia added.
I don't know if either one of them are prepared to realize that the homing pigeon keeps returning because of Riff.
I don't know that even she's ready to accept that yet, Celia agreed. And the kids make her excuses all too real. Good excuses for her to keep showing up, you know?
Exactly, Turk noted, though I was hoping maybe some of that would slow down.
It will soon, Celia pointed out. Several more births will come, and then we shouldn't have any more pregnancies.
She wiggled in his lap.
Unless you want one.
God, no. He stared at her in shock, and now she burst out laughing. You were joking, right? He asked in horror. Please say it.
I was joking, or maybe I was just testing the waters.
You mean two isn't enough? She gave him a brilliant smile and shook her head.
No, I don't think two is enough, she whispered. But we don't need any more right away.
Thank God for that, he declared, facing her. We have lots more headaches to deal with before I want to go down that road.
I don't disagree. I would like you to be a little bit more set up, a little bit less stressed, and a little bit more capable of taking some downtime with the babies.
Babies? He asked slowly.
Yeah, babies, she repeated. Another set of twins awaits us.
He sucked in his breath and winced, but almost instantly two tiny red-haired cherubs popped into his mind. Good God, red-haired twins?
Celia chuckled. Red-haired girls, she clarified, almost too excited. Yep, and I can't wait.
Maybe, he said cautiously, but we do have jobs to do.
I thought you were out here thinking about Jonas's latest MI6 op.
He sighed. I came here trying not to think.
What is it about and where?
Somebody in Iceland, he began. I'm just not sure who to send yet.
If it's somebody Jonas already knows, that would be an even bigger draw for him.
Possibly, but I'm pressured on this because I'm pretty sure Jonas will be calling any time now, looking for an answer.
If somebody's hurt and injured, there isn't much time to decide anyway.
True, and he had somebody on the job, but apparently that fell through.
When you say fell through...
Yeah, they were killed, Turk stated, his tone grim. Which is why I've been holding off.
And yet?
And yet nothing, he replied. I'm not sure that we want to get into something like that. I don't want anybody here risking their lives anymore. Everybody's got families now, and somehow it just seems different.
Sure, but that also needs to be their decision, she noted. Everybody here has been affected by a case, one way or another.
That's true, he conceded. But at least